take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and another happy Monday morning to ya. I'm really excited because this Monday morning we get to chat with career source Escarosa, and we have Marcus McBride, the CEO, here with us in studio, and we'll be able to chat with his friend Belinda Todd in just a minute. And Belinda, you have a very long title. I feel like it's a lot of wordage. The Business Services Team Program Manager. Who came up with that one for you? Was that you, Marcus?
I didn't fact check the title before we came. So, Belinda, you may want to give your official title, but that's what she does.
That's a lot.
The Business Services Team. Yes.
So, I mean, he gets the CEO, you get all the words.
That's right.
Well, Marcus, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
I just want to go ahead and start off. You know, maybe somebody is just tuning in, just listening. Maybe they're just moving here for the first time or trying to, you know, figure out their career in life, the path that they're going to take. We all have done it. I've done all the things. When people ask me, you know, do you have a resume, and I show it to them, it should just say, I've done all the things. End of story. But it really, it's because a lot of times people are trying to figure out what they really want to do as they grow in life. I went to college for a short period of time, studied one thing, and turned out I didn't want to do that thing, so studied another. And it happens a lot. So what is the main goal and the reason for the existence of Career Source Escarosa?
As you stated, there's people that have done a lot of things. They have a long resume. They have a lot of experience. And there's some people that have not done many things at all in the work world. There's people that walk in our doors every day that have a lot of work experience, and some who have no work experience. So the team at Career Source Escarosa works with individuals who are looking to find employment, and we work with employers who are looking to find the talent in the Northwest Panhandle to help their businesses grow and succeed. So we work with both employers and businesses to make sure that we can foster economic success here in the area. And the team there offers a list of assessments for people that are coming in looking to find out what their strong suits are.
Right.
You know, what am I really good at? What am I interested in? And to also help them kind of weed out things that they may not be interested in to help target their career focus and their career search. So myself there, I get a chance to work with all the great people making the magic happen.
Right.
And so that's why I brought Belinda along, because she can speak to so many different things from a programmatic standpoint with working with businesses and some of those services. But if anyone's looking for employment, in need of employment, or need of help to find your path in life, in the work world, come see us. Come see us as a Career Source Escarosa, because that's definitely what we are about for our area here. We are a great resource known as the Local Workforce Development Board, and that means our job here is solely to focus on building individuals to be talented for employers here in our area.
Yes. All right. So I want to ask you personally, what made you want to get involved in something like this?
You know, years ago, I had a number of experiences outside of college, and the first experience I had outside of college was working with families who lived in very low economic situations. They're very poor and really struggled to make their daily ends meet. And when I was working with those families, I was really interested in saying, how do I help set people up for success? How do I help people be resilient and fare well? And a lot of people did not, because they did not know what to do next. So I was really interested in how do I motivate people to perform well, to build themselves up from the bootstraps. And so I got interested in different programs. Ended up spending time in graduate school at the University of Alabama, where I got my master's and PhD, really focusing on how do you work with people in a way to help them be resilient and help them find themselves, find that fight to go win the day. And I was really interested in workforce development, because the power of work changes lives. And if you can be self-sufficient, you can help your family be self-sufficient, and it gives you that know-how to say, hey, I'm doing something very beneficial for myself and my family. And it very much changes that that cycle of poverty that I was faced with looking at so many different families right outside of college. So that's why I work in workforce development, because it's very near and dear to my heart, very right. passionate about it. And I know that it is such an important part of the community, because we help people find their way to be economically engaged,
yeah.
and that leads to civic engagement in the community, right? Mm-hmm. That whole buy-in, who we are and what we do as a community.
It helps our economy.
Right.
Across the board. I mean, you know, there's a lot of discussion about the recent COVID relief package that was pushed out, and people were like, we have to stop doing this. We have to start giving people resources to be able to get jobs again. They need to know how to get back up on their feet. You know, I was talking at the beginning of the show, and I kind of like, this is a good part. I like to usually start my Mondays with some Monday motivation, but we were chatting another topic. But, you know, this is a motivation for some people, whether you are looking for a job because, you know, you were laid off during the pandemic, right. or if you're looking to switch careers, switch avenues, because you're feeling stale. We've all been there. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Correct.
But if we've seen anything, we know that we can't just like pour more money. What people need is to that gap filler where people can come in and help hold their hand, like you said, help pull them up by the bootstraps and move them forward to be able to feel like they have ownership over their lives and be able right. to take the reins and go forward. So, you know, are you seeing an uptick as life goes back to normal-ish, you know, with people coming in and wanting to change their careers, or just coming in and wanting help to figure out how to start a career?
Well, the resource room has seen a number of people over the past few months, and most of those individuals that have come to the resource room, because we're known also being able to help people with their reemployment assistance, and so a lot of people have used us in that way to come in and really help, ask the team to help them get their reemployment assistance paperwork filled out and submitted appropriately so they can gain the resources that they're eligible for.
Sure.
And there's some people, the lower of the number has been people looking for employment, but we are seeing people trickle back in. I think on this past week we had one of our spring job fairs, and we were very pleased to see about 200 participants participating, and that was the largest wow. number that we've had since impacted by COVID of individuals seeking employment to re-enter the workforce. So that was really great.
Wow.
Now, comparatively speaking, we've seen, you know, 40s and 50s turn out mm-hmm. for, say, 70 to 80 employers,
right.
which is, you know, we have more employers than you have job seekers. It's not a good situation.
Yeah.
And I see that it's not unique to Pensacola or the Northwest Florida area. This is something that we're seeing across the state here, that there have been a number of employers in dire need of employees.
Right.
But there just has not been the number of people turning out looking for employment. There's a number of reasons for that.
Of course.
I just spoke earlier, but we're also very much helping people every day to realize that this is a time to re-enter the workforce mm-hmm. safely, appropriately, and there are a number of jobs that are available, great jobs. Employers are really saying, if I want to retain talent and keep talent, I've got to be able to offer them a livable wage, sustainable wage to keep them employed. And this influx of people that left the workforce that have not returned, employers are really seeing that. And they're really looking hard to bring in good talent right now so they can keep their operations going across the board.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to keep the workflow flowing. And like we said before, the economy thriving. And we're seeing in Florida that our unemployment numbers are down because, you know, a lot of people are, number one, moving here. And so it's creating, you know, more jobs, people coming in from other states trying to rush over here. Just calm down is what I say. But also, you know, having resources like y'all being able to help people as well, I'm sure, is playing a huge role.
Right. I think there are a number of things happening right now with that employment number. And I always say that there's a large part of the population that sometimes it's not captured, because if you have not actively looked for employment in the past 4 weeks, and that you're not actively engaged in the employment-seeking process, even though that you're unemployed, you're no longer seen in that number because you're pulled out as a discouraged worker or someone disconnected from the employment search process.
Mm.
So I think it's important to look at that, because there are a number of people who have not re-entered the workforce but are no longer counted because they're not someone actively seeking employment.
Okay.
Like, case in point, saying that we've just now saw 200 job seekers over the past 12 months of looking at, you know, continuing to hire and help people find employment, but we have not had the number of job seekers that we've typically had, say, years past.
Right.
Compared to the COVID year. So there's a you know, portion of that number, mm-hmm. yes, we're seeing people re-enter the workforce and we see unemployment number going down, but also considering the fact that there's a number of people that have not been counted in the number because they are not looking for employment.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Right. All right, Marcus, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to chat with Belinda Todd over here. Look at her. She's chomping at the bit to share with
she
us.
She is.
All right. We'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Business owners, second quarter is here. Wait, a quarter of the year is gone and you're still struggling to put together your strategies for your marketing plan this year?
No. We actually have a wonderful strategy in place. I'm just going to go get it. Oh my gosh, you guys, get a plan together quick!
Don't waste another day. Contact ADX Digital today. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and it's time you stop wondering, stop stressing, and the overwhelm you feel can end today. At ADX Digital, we are your comprehensive digital marketing partner, and we're here to help. We are local marketing professionals, we understand the market, and we know what works for businesses just like yours. We'd love to build a partnership with you. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to help you achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Hi, I'm Annalee Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Annalee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Worried about the level of hygiene at your business? Let EnviroMaster take the stress away. We're fighting every day to protect your employees, customers, and our communities with services like our virus vaporizer, hand sanitizer, restroom disinfection, and more. When you see our logo, go on in. It's safer there. For more info or to schedule a free consult, go to EnviroMaster.com or call 251-219-6205. That's EnviroMaster.com or 251-219-6205.
Brian Kilmeade covers today's hottest political news.
When you think about infrastructure, I think of bridges and tunnels and the Hoover Dam and trains and the bullet trains. Know what he thinks about? $400 billion home care for seniors who are disabled. Look, that's fine, but that should be a different plan. They're also converting buildings to make them more environmentally friendly. To me, with all the things we have to do in this country, taking down existing buildings or changing the size of windows, to me, does not hit the top 10 list.
11 till 1 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet. You know you could have been a broom.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. It's about 10:48, almost 10:49 here in studio. And we've been chatting with CareerSource Escarosa, Marcus McBride, and we have Belinda Todd here. Belinda, you serve a different role when it comes to CareerSource, and it's more on the business owner side. Why don't you share a little bit more about that and maybe how businesses can come in contact with y'all and be able to work alongside of you?
Okay. Yes. So what I do is I work with our local community and businesses in our community. If you're looking for someone, you can go online or call us. We can put in a job order for you if you have some positions open. And we can do a research and find people that you're looking for in a certain area, if it's welding or an electrician, and we can job match those individuals for the needs of your openings that you may have. So we do a variety of things. We do testing, assessments, skills assessment testing. We do a variety of things. People can come there and obtain their GED as well. And
no way.
So, yeah, so we also have training, and we work with a lot of local businesses with job fairs, hiring events, recruiting events. Some of those that are coming up are working with the Escambia County Board the April 14th to have them fill some positions. And so we're also working with the airport and the City of Pensacola and the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Department to try to fill some of their positions that they have open right now.
That is so awesome. So this is, I mean, I kind of, when I look at it, I feel like I see like a tree, you know, and all the branches, and it connects back to like the trunk, and the trunk's like the community, and you have all of these things working together to make it work and to make it grow and thrive. I do want to hop on back to the GED. Now, is it for anybody just to come in? Do they have to pay? How does that work?
It depends. Some people do have to pay, and other people, it's a service that we offer depending on their income level.
Okay.
So it is associated with that, but it is open to the public for that.
Okay.
So people that are looking for that, we can definitely offer that service.
And so also on that note, if a business wants to put out a job opportunity, does it cost money to add it onto the website?
No, not at all. We do all of that is free of charge. So it's no cost to the employer. And there's no cost associated with that to the employee as well.
This is an excellent resource for people to take advantage of, especially as we see people, you know, we've heard the chat about how, you know, it's hard to get employees out at the beach. Have you experienced that? Have you been able to talk to business owners on our beaches? Is that true?
I think so. I mean, I think that everybody is experiencing that right now. And so what we try to do is try to get that talent and put them in that pipeline of who to connect them with so that they can find that particular job. So that's what we're here to do is help people in our community find jobs and make a good wage.
Right. And like we said before, be able to give people ownership again over their lives. You know, we see people, we live in an amazing country, right? We have so many freedoms, so many blessings, so many privileges that so many other, we just like, you can't imagine. I tell my children all the time, like, you want to complain about that? I'm gonna ship you off somewhere so you can see how it really goes, right? Like, you know, obviously I would not do that. So please do not call the DCF on me. We're friends. Anyways, but we are so blessed here. However, we also cannot overlook the impoverished communities that we have as well. And like you said before, Marcus, there's that cycle that's there. And being able to break that cycle it's a breakthrough for people and for not just their family in that time, but for generations to come.
Correct.
And so this is an amazing resource. I feel like so many people, you know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's about 10:53. We're chatting with Career Source Escarosa. So you guys serve Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
Correct.
And are we seeing any specific types of jobs skyrocket, or is it just all of them?
All of them. We've seen an increase across the board with all employers looking for talent. There's such a need for talented people to fill roles for employers who have seen people exit a lot due to COVID. A lot of businesses had to shut down, and then when reopening, trying to find the talent that was in place prior to closing has been very difficult, as you spoke about the hospitality world and the people out on the beach. Mm-hmm. This is a large, very large, important part of our economy here, and filling those positions is very important. So looking for talent, helping the individuals on the beach, as well as other employers, is very important to Career Source Escarosa. As we attempt to foster economic success throughout our region, we want to make sure that employers know that we're a resource here for you. If you're looking for different training opportunities, or if you have to retrain your staff or think about doing things differently, creating two positions or creating one position from what was two positions before, how can we help you train, or looking at training opportunities or training funding for your businesses? That's another important piece that Belinda plays with her department.
Wow.
And helping foster that relationship with the employer side, say that there may be credentials or things that's needed for the employer to be successful. In Region 1, we want to make sure that we're able to provide those resources, or at least have the ask of saying, how do we help this business be successful? Because the last thing we want to do is see a business's door close and leave our area or not be able to be successful.
Right.
Because those businesses, in turn, help our family succeed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so it's just one big cycle that we want to continue to feed talent to, so that people can be successful in the business world, so that employers can see the reward on their side and our families can see the reward on their side.
Yes. Yes. When it comes down to it, it's about the families.
Right.
It's every single part of them. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to wrap up here with Career Source Escarosa. Stick around. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats. From choice Wagyu, competition-grade briskets, pork, and the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order. From fine wine to cheese and desserts, yes, delicious fresh cannolis to order. And Costello's has Boar's Head lunch sandwiches from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Stop in today for one of the area's best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
It's time to turn the page and kick off a new year with delicious foods at Great Southern Restaurant Group. Join them this Wednesday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel when Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, will discuss their upcoming menu additions and many other delicious events to mark on your calendar for the upcoming months. That's this Wednesday at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620 are local, and your opinion matters. So we want you to join our Listener Advisory Board. When you join at newsradio923.com, we'll send you a confidential survey that helps us make decisions about our programming and news. And by the way, you'll be eligible for a $150 gift card to the Fish House just for filling out our survey. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We've been hanging out with Career Source Escarosa this morning, and Marcus and Belinda, you've been giving us a lot of information and a lot of hope and motivation for people. If you're looking for a job, you're looking to switch careers, you're looking to post a job, maybe bring in new employees, get some training for employees coming in, this is an excellent resource, literally, to be able to reach out to. So if people do want to get involved, whether they're looking for employment or employees, how do they contact you?
Well, our phone number is 850-607-8700. That's 850-607-8700. Or visit us on the web at careersourceescarosa.com, where you can find us on Facebook. We're there. We are on LinkedIn, Career Source Escarosa.
There's perfect.
Plenty of ways to contact us, but if you want to stop by, I'd suggest you go on the website and schedule an appointment before, because of COVID precautions, we're scheduling appointments now to make sure that we're able to meet the needs of the community and our businesses with the foot traffic. So schedule an appointment and come by and see us.